This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. The Office of Federal Student Aid has a lot going on right now. It's part of the Department of Education, and its plans for 2023 include managing the resumption of student debt repayments, simplifying the FAFSA form college students use to apply for federal aid, and managing the administration's plan for loan forgiveness, if that withstands challenges in the Supreme Court. With that to-do list, the office asked for more money in the latest spending package and was denied. In the omnibus deal, the budget for the Office of Federal Student Aid remains exactly the same. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has this one.
People who work at the Office of Federal Student Aid stay up late.
It's not uncommon for them to have meetings at 10 o'clock at night.
Betsy Mayotte is president of the Institute of Student Loan Advisors and has been to some of those late-night meetings.
There's so many really enormous projects in the air that have very limited timelines to get done, and they're under a lot of pressure to get those done.
Like student loan forgiveness, the Supreme Court will hear challenges in late February that will determine whether tens of millions of borrowers have their debts forgiven. But even if loan forgiveness doesn't happen, just resuming student loan collection this year after it was paused due to COVID will be a project.
The student loan servicing machine was always a very creaky machine.
Matthew Chingos is vice president for education data and policy at the Urban Institute.
They spun this whole system down. They turned it off in March of 2020 at the start of the pandemic. And now they're going to have to start it up again.
Having the same budget means that machine could get even creakier. Scott Buchanan is executive director of the Student Loan Servicing Alliance, a trade association.
Servicing is like any other activity. You get what you pay for.
And with budget limits, there's less room for error, let alone improvements.
All of the things that everyone's looking at in terms of quicker processing time, system upgrades, more live agents on the phone, those things all cost more.
Meanwhile, borrowers have been out of touch during the pandemic, which can make managing payments even harder. Again, Matthew Chingos at the Urban Institute.
Maybe they changed their email address or their phone number, and their servicer in the Department of Education doesn't even have a way to get in contact with them.
Which means people might not realize they owe and could be more likely to default. Jared Bass is Senior Director for Higher Education at the Center for American Progress.
These programs should just work. You know, I think when we all take out loans to go to college, we expect to be able to pay them back.
The Department of Education said in a statement, it'll do everything it can with available resources. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.